For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. It's not the winters in the West that make people who live here tough. It's the springs. Winters here are pretty mild. Sometimes they're awfully cold, but for the last decade or so, they haven't been all that bad. But we're a little over a month into spring, and that's when it starts to get really ugly. Even in May, snow isn't unheard of around here. Neither are freezing temperatures. But it's not the cold, the snow, or the mud that makes us tough. It's the wind. I'm convinced legendary fly fisherman Jack Dennis wouldn't have been as good as he is if he had spent his formative fly fishing days in a state with less wind than Wyoming. After practicing for so long in 50-mile-an-hour winds, I don't think anything fazes him anymore. I'm no Jack Dennis, but I escaped cabin fever by heading to Kurt Gowdy State Park in the spring to do my best to get my flies in the water. Once in a while, I get a good wind from my back, and I don't have to worry about the cast. All I have to do is flip the fly into the air and fly it like a kite until the wind recedes enough to drop it into the water. While all this is going on, I get sandblasted by rocks small enough to be picked up by Wyoming winds. They're usually no bigger than 4 or 5 pounds each, but when a couple of hundred of these smash against you, they take a toll. Every once in a while, a nice windless day will come along. I've gone out to nearby reservoirs to get photos for upcoming magazine and newspaper stories on days like that, and had people to ask me to not put the date in the cut lines under the photos. "I called in sick today," one man told me recently. "My boss reads that magazine, and he'll know I wasn't at home in bed." Don't worry. I'd be willing to bet your boss is just up the shore from you. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.